This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
It is a Wednesday morning on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thank you for joining us. What a great morning. It was so nice and refreshing to go outside today. I walked the dogs this morning. It was great. Uh-oh, did you just give up on him?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, sorry. Anyway.
It's all good.
Did you take the doggies out this morning as well?
I did not, but I'm sure that they enjoyed their time outside. It is so beautiful outside. So nice to have the windows open, and I think tomorrow's supposed to be nice, too.
Tomorrow, we'd get a little bit of a reprieve before the heat comes rushing right back, so.
Just in time.
I mean, it is, but it's July, right?
So, right, we can't complain.
No, yeah. I mean.
It's going to be good for the weekend.
Be great for the hot dog festival.
Sunday is when it starts warming back up
again. It'll be nice, finally, for a hot dog festival that's not scorching hot or tropical storm.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that lovely voice you hear is Casey Allen, and Casey is the executive director of Coach Kids, and she brought somebody along with her. Would you like to introduce who our other guest is this morning?
Yes, I have our summer intern, Sydney McCullough, with us this morning.
Good morning.
So Sydney has been with us since June, and we will have her until about the middle of August before she has to return back to Taylor University, where she will be starting her junior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm probably not going to let her go. So I'm plotting different ways to ensure that she stays with me forever.
Well, I wanted to ask Sydney really quickly. We were talking a little bit off air, but tell folks what your major is over there at Taylor, but specifically the last part of it that you told me, because that was something unique.
Yeah, for sure. So my major is finance, and I have a minor in accounting. And then Taylor has this really awesome program called Orphaned and Vulnerable Children. It's something like super special to Taylor, and I have a minor in that as well. They really love you to like pair it with your other learning, just to like bolster your knowledge on like just the people in our communities that need so much help. So like it literally can pair with any major. So I'm like taking a few basic classes in OVC, like trauma-informed work children and intro to orphaned and vulnerable children. But then we also take like specified like learning path to our major. So I'm just like, I don't know, I just felt like the Lord was pushing me to use the passions and the talents he gave me and understanding money and stuff like that and math to, like, use it for something important mm-hmm. rather than just, like, you know, pushing.
You're a nonprofit's dream right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Casey's like,
Yeah. Rather than, like, pushing papers all day or sitting in a corner, like, being able to help another organization that does care about the orphaned and vulnerable children of our world. So I haven't started any classes yet for it. I start them this next semester, and I'm just so excited to learn more about it and just really, yeah, be able to help the people that we're called to help better.
Well, congratulations. We're glad to have you with our friends over here at Coach Kids. I'm sure that's kind of been a perfect fit.
It really has. And, you know, she's just very interested in learning all of the different kind of aspects of nonprofits. So that's mm-hmm. been fun to just have somebody in the office that is energized, you know, just soaking it all up. So she's wonderful.
Well, I know we have a very busy week ahead of us here. We're mm-hmm. all preparing for the Hot Dog Festival, and you guys are actually participating in the Hot Dog Festival as well, Coach Kids. So talk about what you have coming up this weekend so we can try and get folks to come out and join us.
Yes, very exciting. So we have our annual Breakfast and Cornhole Tournament this Saturday, which is the 25th. Breakfast is from 8 to 11 at Prairie Creek Park inside the Encompass Credit Union
Event Center. Yep.
Event Center, yes. So 8 to 11 for breakfast. And then cornhole tournament starts at 9:30. Registration starts at 8:30. Something new this year is that we are adding kids to the cornhole tournament. Last year, I felt like we had a lot of kiddos that came with parents and were just kind of like hanging out. And so we thought, let's try and have kids cornhole this year.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so for them it'll be a one-on-one type play, and it's $5 and for the kids, $40 for the adult teams. So yeah, we're really excited and ready to go.
We take cornhole trash talking when we play cornhole at home. And it's even more fun with the kids. That's part because, you know, that's a game you can be almost of any age to play.
Very true.
So the kids like to smack talk us like, oh, you're going down, old folks. And so I love cornhole with youth.
Yes. So I'm hoping that it goes well. We've actually already had two girls sign up. So for the kids cornhole. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be really fun. So for cornhole, we have cash prizes. Ooh. First place, $200.
Holy cow.
And second place, $100. So yeah, it's, you know.
You and we take normally it seriously too, don't you?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd be happy with bragging rights.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, we hope that folks can come out and join us for one or the other or both. But all of that fun starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
You guys start early.
Oh, yes. I won't even tell you what time Joyce is planning on being there to start her homemade gravy.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, yes. So we're having biscuits and gravy, and Joyce makes the gravy. It is homemade. And we will have sausage links and a cup of fresh fruit. And I tell you what, a lot of people just love the fruit because we get such a variation. It's so fresh. It really is. And we mix it all up that morning, and it gets divvied out. And then we'll have coffee. Cocoa Beans is generously setting up a coffee bar for us. And then water and juice as well. Mm. So
this is just getting better and better.
I know.
I'm glad I'm on this committee now.
I know.
This committee just got a whole lot better.
I know it. I know it. So, yeah, we're very excited. We have this year we kind of brought back sponsorship, and that has been overwhelmingly wonderful. So our tournament and breakfast, the whole kind of event is sponsored and presented by Lisa Stafford, Family Eye Care. And then we have three event sponsors. We have Bittersweet Nursery, the City of Frankfort, and Ellis Jewelers. And then we have 20 plus other top dog sponsors. And so we are just so grateful for our community and for the sponsorship this year. Something else that we are bringing back is we have T-shirts. So I'm really excited about the T-shirts, and they will be for sale at the event as well. And if you come and we don't have your size, we are able to order it and pick it up here locally and get it to you quickly. So,
Casey Allen, by the way, from Coach Kids, is our guest on Party Line this morning, along with summer intern Sydney McCullough. So I don't want to leave Sydney out.
Oh, no.
So we got breakfast, we got cornhole, and we got a pop-up merch tent. Hey.
Yeah.
And I like it that you're doing breakfast a little later. You know, some places shut it off too soon, and I'm like, I can't get there by that time. I like it that you're doing it a little later.
Yes, yes. So 8 to 11, we will be serving up. You can pay with cash. We'll have QR codes for Venmo or PayPal for those cashless folks. It's always a good time, always a great turnout. And with the weather, you know, forecasted to be what it is, it's going to be even better. So, you know, just get out this weekend and support your community in different ways.
Talk about registering for cornhole.
So we would like people to pre-register. That never happens, you know, just so we kind of gauge. It's normally, you know, everyone just shows up that morning. So there's not a lot. We have waiver forms that you'll fill out when you get there. That has your team name and your information and signatures and that kind of thing. And if you have a kiddo playing, then we'll just add them to that form as well. So very easy process, just, you know. Cornhole registration starts at 8:30. We start the tournament at 9:30.
Okay. It gives us a little time to...
A little bit of time to wake up.
Okay. Yeah.
Get some breakfast.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like all of that. And you said the shirts are cute this year.
They are.
They're super cute.
Yes, they are super cute. So we have all of our sponsors, you know, listed on the back. And then the front is, it has two large cornhole boards with like a sunrise behind it. And it has our logo on the cornhole boards and says our annual breakfast and cornhole tournament. So they're really cool. And they're on like a really pretty blue, I forget what they called it, but yeah, very pretty.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
I know. It's fun. I'm ready to get it here and get it going. This is a busy week. We got lots going on tomorrow night. We will be set up at United Way's back to school waddle, which is, you know, going to be very big and exciting. And I'm so grateful that, once again, great weather for that event. So stop by and see us tomorrow. For that event.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be broadcasting live over there tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the cooler temps.
And this time we're doing this at TPA Park.
Correct. And this is like the backpacks, the back to school mm-hmm. night kind of thing. And yeah, I think it's kind of cool how they've kind of put everything together and doing it all in one big event.
Is this a good chance for you to reach out to folks, A, who maybe have children, because this is a lot of parents come to this event,
right?
Who have kids that might want to be part of Coach Kids, and is it also a great event for you to try and recruit mentors?
Yes and yes. You know, anytime we're set up at an event is a wonderful opportunity to, you know, ask questions, further conversations, kind of figure out, you know, if it would be a good fit for you as a mentor or your child potentially. So, yes, please come and see us, Carl and Sydney, and I will be there a little bit later, but we will all be there and ready to have those conversations. We also do plan to hit the schools at, you know, in August and back to school nights, teacher nights, any opportunity that we can have FaceTime with parents and just that visibility. We are really going to be kind of having that heavy presence in August in all the schools.
Sydney, did you ever have a chance to be a mentor through Coach Kids?
Yes, I did. I was a mentor.
Yeah, you need to hear. hear her a little better. Sorry.
I was a mentor 3 years of high school. I tried freshman year, but Russell just loves being mentors, so there was no kids for me freshman year. But I had the same girl sophomore, junior, and senior year. And, yeah, it was just a wonderful time. I think she taught me more than I taught her.
So that's what I was going to say. Talk about the experience, because now you've kind of seen both sides of it. You've been a mentor through the school, and now you're helping with the programs. Talk about the difference and what you've seen since you've transitioned, I will say.
Yeah, for sure. When I was a mentor, it just relies so heavily on you, like, just being there and, like, that consistency of showing up every week.
And when you say being there, talk about what that means. Did you just have lunch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went and picked up my mentee from their elementary school classroom. And normally I pick them up from recess, which was so fun for me because I just got to walk down to the playground and, like, see them all playing. But we did a lot of puzzles and crafts and games. I know some, like, mentees prefer to, like, take a walk or play basketball, but my mentee really just liked to sit and chill. So we did a lot of puzzles and crafts. And that was super fun because it left a lot of space just for her to, like, talk when she wanted to. And we didn't, like, converse a lot. She loved a little bit more silence, but being in those spaces allowed for that. And as we met together, she got more comfortable with me, and I got more comfortable with her. It got less awkward. I knew what games she wanted to play. And yeah, just like showing up every week, I think, meant more than whatever game we played or if she won when we left or, yeah, if I gave her this big piece of advice. Just being there every week and, like, her being able to be like, oh, to her friends, like, my mentor's coming later today and stuff like that.
It gives them something to look forward to,
yeah,
doesn't
for
it?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, and I would have to think when you go to pick up your mentee, you know, like, oh, there's my mentor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they don't say, there's my mentor. They say, hey, there's Sydney. But still, I mean, that's such a cool feeling because you're singled out. Somebody cares. They're coming just for you.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be a great feeling.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And it's just so much fun. Like, it's a lot of fun just to make friends with them. And when they see their friends, make friends with their friends. So, yeah, it's really good. But it's fun also just to be in the office and to see, like, the back work that goes into that. And I haven't quite started learning how they match up their pairs, but I know that Casey and Carl are very intentional about matching up people and work with the schools to make sure that the kids they're working with get high school mentors that really will impact them. So, yeah, it's lots of intentionality. I think that's the biggest thing that I'm learning.
I agree with you, because when I was paired with my mentee, there was a lot of thought put into putting it. Look, Casey's smiling. She just knows. There was a lot of thought. So talk about the consideration, what your thought process is, because somehow you do have a knack for that. You and Carl are very good about putting people that work well together.
Well, and we're lucky to have great school partners. So, you know, typically we have, you know, our school partners inside the, you know, the schools, obviously. And, you know, we kind of rely on them, too, to kind of know who would be good fits, might have similar interests or backgrounds. And so, yes, I love that Sydney picked up, you know, on the intention behind everything that we do. Because sometimes, I don't want to say sometimes you only have one chance, but, you know, sometimes you do to kind of get it right and to pique their interest enough to want to stay and not be kind of turned off or turned away, you know, about it. And I also think that there sometimes is a stigma about it. And Rossville is a really great example of how they have ingrained it into their, you know, culture and the students. And it's something that they all truly want to be a part of. And that whole connection, you can just kind of see it across the school and the difference that it makes. And so the stigma that sometimes get attached is that, you know, these are for kids that really need it. Well, I think every kid could use a mentor.
I do too. And I think just to have somebody else sometimes to talk to.
Yeah, there's a million different benefits that come from having a mentor through that connection. And, you know, when you're able to build trust with somebody like that and, you know, just have kind of that outside consistent presence and positivity is, yeah, it can be life-changing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think I love that it starts with younger people, because don't you think that sometimes it is easier for kids to talk to another kid, even if they're older, sometimes that's better, before they take it to a parent or to an adult maybe. I do think there's a little bit of ease. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do, and I'll let Sydney kind of answer that as well, but I agree. And especially in the middle school years. So Sydney and I had the opportunity to go to Frankfort Middle School last week for their house leaders training. Yes, I absolutely love what the middle school is doing over there. Mr. Marshall and the crew there, they had this whole wonderful setup. It was really, really cool to see. And just to empower and encourage our young people to, you know, have different, can you explain kind of the house program a little bit?
Yeah.
Or how you felt about it?
I thought it was so cool that there was kids who wanted to step up and be in leadership of the program they have. I think they're like separated into different houses and they have competitions throughout the school year and earn points through good grades and stuff like that. But each house, there's six of them, they have four leaders. So there's 24 middle schoolers that just want to be there to guide the rest of their middle school classes. And so like we already see that leadership building up in them. So to go in and talk to them about what we do at Coach Kids and what they can continue to do in their leadership positions was just, it was really cool to be there and see that. Yeah. You don't always think that young people today are caring. And so to see all those eighth graders really just care was really beautiful.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, I hate to say this, but I think we do a really good job in our community. We have so many resources mm-hmm. that so many other communities don't have. We have Coach Kids. Not every community has organizations like that.
Mm-hmm. No, we are very lucky in all of the different resources that are in our community. And yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of other communities that don't have all of these kind of different support systems, you know, and once again, I'll go back to, it takes a village. It truly does. And to remind our community and folks of that, you know, our youth is our responsibility. We can't just kind of sit back and complain about things without trying to make an impact in different ways. And mentoring is one of those that has been proven to be very, very effective. And who doesn't need a mentor, you know? I mean, gosh, even at my age, you know, I mean, anything that you can learn from somebody else in that capacity, I think is very special and is a great quality, you know, to either jumpstart you in life or, you know, give you clarity later on. It's very powerful.
Yeah, I agree. I also think it's important when you talk about mentors, having adults have mentors. You know, how I say my parents, some people say a good friend, maybe it was a teacher along the way, somebody that can guide you, that you can ask questions from, but is not judgmental, you know, mm-hmm. that's part of it too. And so I think Coach Kids, you know, when you're a mentor, like you were talking about, Sydney, mm-hmm. just being there is great. You know, everybody needs somebody to look up to and talk to. Okay, so we have lots of things happening this week. Of course, we have the Hot Dog Festival. And then, of course, tomorrow night we'll be out at TPA Park. Our broadcast tomorrow actually is brought to you by Homestead Resources. They're letting us be out there and broadcast live. So we'll be having a chance to talk to you folks out there as well. What else do you guys have on your plate? You're talking about August. I know you guys really start to get out to the schools. And so do you need help? What can we as a community do?
Well, there's, you know, lots of different ways to support us, you know, and I think just if you know about us, having those conversations with young people or families that you know, like I mentioned, I really want to be in the schools very early on this year and showing up and being in places and spaces that give us an opportunity to talk and meet with parents, because I'm not sure that they know a lot of times, you know, exactly what we are and what we can do and how all of that works. So it's a great opportunity and touch point to have. So we're always looking for mentors, and we have kind of revamped and rebranded two of our programs. So we had Community Hope, which is, you know, meeting outside of the school setting. And we are kind of transitioning that to Local Heroes Plus. So Local Heroes is our program currently within the schools, that, you know, is our largest program. Last year we had 400 plus kids participating, mentees and mentors. And, you know, the Local Heroes Plus kind of just allows us to have that accountability piece already kind of in place when they start meeting outside of the school. And, you know, we want to make sure that we can have mentors, you know, that are able to give the time outside of school hours. And then our Friends for Life program, the program that you have been a part of and a mentor in, we are moving to kind of a new model. It's called Next Gen Leaders. I'm very, very, very excited about this. This is going to be open to eighth graders through 12th grade. We're focused on helping students kind of build a portfolio. So there will be opportunities for community service each month. We will have some group mentoring, you know, guest speakers on certain topics. And we will also have time for like one-on-one kind of mentoring as well. But it's kind of helping kids, you know, with the new pathways and things, getting kids the exposure, you know, to different things, job shadowing, you know, all of those things that really can help kind of influence or direct, you know, and just giving, having them have an opportunity to experience some of those different things. So we will be putting out more information about that here shortly, but I'm very excited about those. We, Local Heroes, we already have a ton of kids signed up at each school. I think Rossville had over 100. You know, Prairie has great numbers, and we're just, we're really excited. So,
yeah, lots going on. August is a busy month for you.
I can't believe summer's over, basically. I mean, be real.
I don't know. I don't want to. I do not want to hear that yet. But you're right. I mean, the crossing starts school before the end of the month.
Oh, my goodness.
Just as folks, I know other people are like, oh, my gosh, really?
That is so early.
Yes. Crossing starts before the end of the month, and then our other schools start early in
like August.
August.
Yeah.
6th,
I mean, they're already in the classrooms now getting ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did it go?
Hillary Guffey went right from the fair to the classroom. You're going to be going straight from this to the classroom in a way. I mean, you're not a teacher, but you're kind of a teacher. It's a different kind of teaching.
I got my vacation in, so I'll be all right.
How can folks help as far as financial? You know, this program runs on donations, and we need a lot of support for our youth. And what's a good way for somebody maybe to contact you or to go ahead and donate?
Sure. So any of the events that we're ever set up at, you know, you'll have an opportunity to donate, give freely. And then you can always go to our website, coachkids.org, and there's a way to pay through that avenue. Check, cash, you know, stop by the office. We're located at 5 West Clinton Street downtown. And you can always call the office, 765-654-8812, and just reach out, you know. Yeah, we always need financial help. It's getting harder and harder, you know, and that's the thing about nonprofits is that you're just having to do more with less. And so we are grateful for every dollar. You know, honestly, no amount is too small because, you know, it all adds up and can help make a difference. So,
Sydney, thanks for coming today. Was this your first radio venture?
I think so, yeah.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you. It was fun.
Did your parents have a chance to listen?
I think they're listening later. They said it was a bit too early today. I left and all the lights were off in the house. My dad might be listening. But.
So you're happy for the 5 o'clock broadcast is what you're saying.
Yes.
And midnight. Maybe they're midnighters. 5 o'clock and midnight. They have their choice there. Well, congratulations. Thank you so much. And we wish you the best in school. I know that you're going to do great things. So we appreciate you coming in. today.
Thank you.
Casey,
thank you.
Always good to see you. Casey Allen, Executive Director of Coach Kids. And thanks to Carl. I know he's listening. He always listens on the days.
Yeah, he told me he was listening because Sydney was on today.
Oh, good.
And also because I said I might spill some tea about Carl. And that was just to get listeners, honestly.
But you don't have anything? I mean, I could spill some tea on Carl.
We'll save that for another time.
Okay, that'll be another show. That's right. All right, we appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much, Coach Kids. You can check them out this weekend at a couple of different locations. Tomorrow night out at TPA Park with the waddle that's going on with United Way and so many other organizations giving away all those backpacks. But then come out and join us again Saturday morning at the Frankfort Hot Dog Festival. They will be serving breakfast and the cornhole tournament. It will be a lot of fun. Come and get one of those shirts as well, and maybe just throw a little money in the container for them as a donation. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.